Isn't this incredibly fun to be a part of the church of the living God? Praise God. Once more, would you lift up your voice, lift up your heart, and just give God some high praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. We magnify you. We bless your name. We praise your name, O Lord. Praise God. Brother Williams, we're so glad you're here and glad that your good wife has come and made the journey with you, and her sister's in the house also tonight. And I'm sure she has a name, but I don't have it. You're just her sister right now, as of right now. But that'll work, won't it? And we're glad you're here. Praise God. As he comes tonight, I want you to just extend your hand toward him and pray for him and for his house and family and the ministry that God has laid upon his shoulders. Brother, come and preach the word tonight. We love you and we're so glad that you're here. Praise God.
If you still have it in you, why don't you give God a worthy praise? Come on, why don't you lift up your voice? Magnify the name of Jesus. God, your name is above every name. God, your name is to be lifted and exalted in all the earth. God, and we give you all the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. Amen. Anybody glad what you feel in this house tonight? I haven't been in many situations where I've seen that when the people of God come into his presence with a true expectancy, I'm a firm believer that God is arm twisted obligated to show up, and the Holy Ghost is going to meet some needs tonight. There's some things that's taken place in this service already, but I know that God's never finished with a continuing work. And he is more than able to complete and finish the work that he started within us. Anybody believe that tonight? I said, is there anybody that believes that tonight? Amen, amen. I am so humbled and honored to be with you one more time. I appreciate your pastor. I appreciate this church, the fellowship. We have driven from Baton Rouge. And my wife and I have been involved in the ministry heavily. But as of late, God has begun to open up doors in our ministry. And I pray that the Holy Ghost will continue to walk with us. And we ask for your prayers. We ask for your love and your support. And I appreciate my sister-in-law being here tonight. She wasn't here this morning, but I'm glad she's here. Her name is Hannah. Amen. Amen. Glad she's here tonight. Amen. But most of all, I'm glad Jesus is here. I'm glad the Holy Ghost is here. If you don't like what you feel, then you're pretending, but I know there's a spirit in this house, a spirit of the Almighty, and I'm glad that God is here tonight. How about you? Amen. Amen. If you can be so kind while you're standing, I want to get into the word of the Lord tonight and turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Amen. God is so good to us. And I am expecting an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this service. I'm not satisfied with mediocrity. I'm not satisfied with monotony. But I know that God has a plan for us, and I know that God is going to heal us tonight and touch us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. When you have it, say amen. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Everybody say the power that worketh in us. I have one more verse of scripture. You do not have to turn there for the sake of time, but it's found in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate and at the temple, which was called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Everybody say, expecting to receive. And then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." That sounds so good. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And I want to preach with the help of the Holy Ghost tonight. If God would allow me to speak and to be used in the Spirit, I pray. And I want to preach from the simple topic, an outlet for the miraculous. An outlet for the miraculous. Anybody going to want to be used by God tonight? Is there anybody that wants to be a willing vessel to be molded and shaped by the hands of God? If you feel that way tonight, why don't you lift up your hands in total surrender and say, "God, make me and shake me, Jesus." God, right now we ask, God, that your Spirit, God, will fill this place once again. God, we need, God, a total saturating of our spirit. God, that we desire to be used, God, in the gifts. God, we desire to be used in your kingdom, God. God, search us out tonight, God, Jesus, if there be anything within us that's not of you, Jesus. God, that your hand will pour out, God, a miraculous power of the Holy Ghost. God, and fill us to overflowing, God, Jesus. God, let your power and your anointing spew out of our vessels. God, make us clean, God. God, make us whole, God, and make us the men and women that you've called us to be. If you love the Lord tonight, give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, God, your Spirit, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and said, "Are you an outlet for the miraculous?" Amen. You may be seated. God bless you tonight in Jesus' name. In the world of science, one of the greatest achievements in the history of man has been our ability to harbor the power of electricity and the power to manipulate electrical currents as we use them in our everyday lives. The average person, if you were to ask them if they could properly explain to you how protons and neutrons converge and to form electromagnetic pulses to turn on a light switch, they could not tell you. On the other hand, the power of electricity is something rather simple. There is the property called conductors. Everybody say conductors. This property is the property that is typically metallic solids. It's typically an element, something that allows the current of electricity to flow freely. And there's another property of electricity called insulators. Everybody say insulators. This property of electricity typically brings resistance. It typically stops the flow of electricity. It's typically something that is non-metallic in nature. It's something that hinders electricity from flowing freely. And I've come tonight to preach to some people who've been searching and seeking for the heart of God. You've came in this house looking for a word from God. And sometimes in our spiritual lives, we want to be used as vessels of God. And I know that many of us are involved in ministry. You're involved in Bible studies. You're involved in outreach. You're involved in teaching. And one thing that we must keep mindful of is that the power of God is something that is more powerful than any form of nature of this earth. And that the power of the Holy Ghost is something that cannot be contained. It is something that cannot be manipulated. But the power of the Holy Ghost is something that God desires for us to allow to flow through us freely. Come on, I wonder if there's anybody that's going to help me in this house tonight. I've come to preach to some people that if you've been in a situation where you want God to move in your life, you have to make a conscious decision every day that you wake up and every service that you step your foot in, that I'm not going to be a hindrance to the power of God. I'm not going to be an insulator, a body of resistance and the power of God. I want the Spirit of God to flow through me freely. I want the hand of God to move through me freely. Is there anybody that wants the power of God to move through you? Is there anybody that wants to be an outlet for the miraculous? If you love the Lord, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. The story of Peter and John, we find two brothers in the Lord who were walking together under the unction and the power of the Holy Ghost. They came to the temple at an hour of prayer. They were going to receive some strength. Obviously, they wanted a constant flow of the Spirit in their life. Obviously, they knew that in order for me to remain powerful in the Holy Ghost, I have to pray. Come on, some of us, you need to get that concept in your mind right now. If you want God to move in your life, without a prayer life, it's impossible. But as they made their way to the temple, their eyes were fixed and were fastened on a man in need. And the Bible says that this man saw them and he looked at them with an expectancy to receive something. And the Bible says that Peter and John, as they saw them, they stopped and they said, "Look on us." And my mind began to think and began to ponder this scenario. And I'm conscious tonight to know that many days we run into people in our lives that are in desperate need of Jesus. There are some people that you run into work, they're hungry and they're thirsting and they're seeking and they're lame and they're sick and there's things in their life that's troubling them. And they're reaching out and they're crying and they're troubled and they're hurting. And I want you to know that if you're not going to be the apostolic man or woman that's going to be there to help them, then why are you here? If you're not going to be the man to say, "Look on us," when somebody's in need, I don't know what power you're desiring, but I want to be used by God. I want the God's hand to move in my life. I want God's hand to flow through me. I want to be an outlet for the miraculous. But in this scenario, in this situation, in this course of scripture, we find that Peter and John realized that the need of this man was greater than their need. They realized that what this man had need of was more important than the need to go pray at that moment. And some of us, I can only imagine, we walk in Walmart and somebody may stop you and say that they need prayer. And sometimes we're nonchalant in our response. Sometimes we're charismatic in the way that we address the situation, and we say, I'll pray for you later. I'm going to pray for you. But the way that the disciples and the apostles moved in the power of the Holy Ghost, there was no later. They begin to move and act under the power of God immediately. There was no hesitation. There was no second thought. He didn't say, "Let me go call Matthew and Mark and get some reinforcement." They didn't say, "Let me go get prayed up in the sanctuary and get strength." They stopped immediately and said, "There's a man in need. There's a man that needs a touch of Jesus. I don't have time to think about my problems. I don't have time to think about my situations. I need to be used in the miraculous." Miraculous. As they looked at the man, there was a boldness that came upon Peter and John. And they said, "Look on us." And the Bible says that as he asked for an alm, Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none." I think it's about time that we offer the world the correct solution. I don't know the best psychiatrist in town. I don't know the best chiropractor in town. I don't know the best physician in town. But the man I do know is better than any man that can be a physician. The man that I know is better than any psychiatrist. His table is better than any table you can lay at and tell a doctor your problems. Silver and gold have I none. And I could just imagine the power of the Holy Ghost riling up in Peter. And he said, what you asking for, you don't even know what you need. There's a world, they think that they need love in the wrong places. They think they're going to find it in a wine bottle. They think they're going to find it in a movie theater. But what the world needs is a good old apostolic preaching of the Holy Ghost. They need the one God message. They need the power of the Holy Ghost. They need the blood of Jesus. But the question is, are you willing to be an outlet for the miraculous? I'm so tired of coming in church and people come into the power of God and people come into the sanctuary and they're filled with all kind of stuff and they sadly leave the doors of the church the same way that they came. I'm so tired of the people of God just passing it on by and having this mundane mindset of faith to say, I believe with your sister. But if you really believe that we're the church, the Bible says that these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall cast out devils. They shall take up serpents. I don't know if you believe it tonight. Is there anybody in the house that believes that? Is there anybody in the house that believes that you can still get the Holy Ghost? Is there anybody in the house that believes you can still leave with a healing? Is there anybody in the house that believes you can still get some deliverance in the house of God? Somebody praise God with your hands. Come on, somebody praise God with your voice. The Bible tells us that we all should always have an answer. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, but sanctify the Lord in your hearts. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh the reason of the hope that's within you. You see, when we are walking the streets of Birmingham and we're walking the streets of Baton Rouge, we don't have time to contemplate and figure out if we really believe if there's one God. We don't have time to pity pat and twiddle our thumbs and figure out if God is really real. But what this world need is an undying, unmovable, unshaken knowing in your spirit that the God I serve is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may think or ask. But it's only according to the power that worketh in you. It's only according to the power that you allow to flow in you. It's only according to the God that you let shine in you. Are you an outlet for the miraculous? I don't have time to ponder in my heart and carry my problems on my shoulder. The world is in need of Jesus. The world is in need of Jesus. And if there was ever a time that the apostolic and Pentecostal church should stand flat-footed and look the devil in the eye and say, for God I live, for God I die, that time is now. If there was ever a day that we should have our eyes seeking to see who's hurting, seeking to see who's in need, seeking, my God, that time is now. The Bible tells us to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season. You don't have time to be low on the Holy Ghost. You don't have time to have your gas tank running on empty and running on fumes. My God, if somebody needs prayer, by God, you need to pray with them. If somebody needs the Holy Ghost, you don't have to be shy about it. You don't have to be intimidated about it, because what I have, the devil knows that there's one God and he trembles. The devil knows that if you begin to call on the name of Jesus, if you begin to plead the blood of Jesus, there's nothing, there's no devil in hell that can stand against the power of God. Anybody glad for the Holy Ghost tonight? Come on, anybody glad for the power of the Holy Ghost? Anybody glad for the blood of Jesus? Come on, somebody give God a worthy praise. Come on, somebody let out a shout unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. But the question is, what inhibits or stop a move of God? In the book of Matthew, chapter 17, we find the story as Jesus' disciples, they are sent out in the city, and they're trying to be used by the hand of God. They're desiring to be used in the power of God. And the Bible says in verse 19, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast the spirits out? They were wondering, I thought you said that you was going to give us power. I thought that we had authority to do these things. Why couldn't we cast the spirits out? And Jesus looked at them and he said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have the faith, the grain of the size of a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain to be removed, hence yonder to that place, and it shall be removed. But besides the lack of faith, Jesus let a glimpse into the revelation of how you're using the miraculous. He said, how be it this kind? Go it out not, but by prayer and fasting. I believe that if we're going to be using the Holy Ghost, we got to remember where our power lies. I believe that if we're going to be used in the miraculous, that we got to remember that if we're going to be operating under the gift of God, that we got to find an altar. We got to keep our knees burned with carpet stains and tear stains and find an apostolic altar, because prayer is what got you here, and prayer is what's going to keep you here, and prayer is what's going to strengthen you here. Come on, if you forgot how to pray, you got to learn how to pray. If you haven't spoken tongues, the Bible said to stir up the gift that is of God that's in you. The Bible tells us that some of our gods are our bellies. I'm a connoisseur of food like Brother Antoine, and I love to eat with the best of them. But if you want to be used in the power of God, sometimes you got to push that plate away. Sometimes you got to sacrifice some things you don't want to sacrifice. Sometimes you got to get rid of some things you don't want to get rid of. Because it's not about you. It's not about me. But it's all to the glory of God. When you're preaching in the streets, it's all to the glory of God. When you're teaching a Bible study in the school, guess what? It's all to the glory of God. When you're bringing those bus kids to the church and they're dirty and they're hurting and they don't know where their parents are, it's all to the glory of God. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise. Either we're the church or we're not. I believe that if we're the real apostolic church, that there's some things that the Bible says are supposed to follow after us. There's some anointing that's supposed to be attached to your name because you're blood bought. There's some things that you're supposed to be able to operate in authority because you have the Holy Ghost. God didn't give you power for you to sit it under your pew, and when the Spirit of God is moving, you just sit there. No, but when somebody's in need, God commanded us that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That we can lay hands on those that are in need and they shall get what they need. Either we believe we're the church or we don't. But I know that if I'm going to be a man of God, if you're going to be a woman of God, that we need to move when God moves. We need to move when the cloud moves. When God is moving, I don't want to say, God, I don't want to do it today, but it's not my will, it's your will. Anybody wants to be used in the miraculous? But the biggest problem is some of us leave our weapons at home because we don't realize that when you ask to be used in the power of God, you are voluntarily asking for a fleet of devils to come chasing after you. When you want to be used in the Holy Ghost, don't think it's peaches and creams and lollipops and popcorn. The devil hates every blood-bought apostolic that's filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil hates your guts, and the time you realize that the devil's not your friend is the time you realize that you could be used in the power of God. I don't have time to mix with the world. I don't have time to mix with the things of the world. I got a calling of God to seek after. I got a calling of God. I got some things that God got to put on the inside of me, and the devil's not my friend. The Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness of darkness that sit in high places. You don't think the devil knows who you are? You don't think the devil knows where you live at? You don't think the devil knows what Birmingham Church is doing? The devil knows every street you walk on, because there's a stronghold that he has on people of the city. But we have the keys. I said, but we have the keys. When Jesus died, he took the keys from the devil of death, hell, and the grave. And the devil don't have more power over you than you allow him to have. But the question is, do you want to be used in the miraculous? Do you really want what comes with the territory? There's going to be some sleepless nights, Pastor Sutton. There's going to be some restless days where you can't make a way out of anything. There's going to be some times that your friends and your family and your loved ones turn their backs on you. But it don't matter who wants to live for God or not. It doesn't matter what they say about me. It doesn't matter what they think about me. Because I love Jesus. Because I love Jesus. And I want to be used in a miraculous. If you want God to use you, somebody shout out, yeah. There was a sad situation in the Bible in 1 Samuel chapter 13. The children of Israel were known to be mighty. The children of Israel were known to be great. The children of Israel were known to be powerful. Every enemy that stood in their way, they were obliterating them without question. But somewhere along the way, they lost the vision to fight. Somewhere along the way, they allowed the enemy to come in and steal their weaponry. And the Bible says that the Philistines said to themselves, let us make sure that they can't make swords and weapons. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel 13, now there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel. And for the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords and spears. The reason why the devil wants to disarm you is because he knows that if you realize the weapons that you have, he can never stand a chance. And some of us misinterpret what our weapons are used for. The Bible says that we should put on the whole armor of God. Not some of the armor, the whole armor. You have to have your mind protected, because some things come to your mind. There's some doubts that come in your heart. There's some stuff that you battle with, and you need to know how to protect yourself. But the word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharp. And your sword of the word of God is not a defensive weapon. The sword is not a defensive weapon. And I think sometimes we come to the house of God on the defense. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. We're waiting to see how service is just going to flow. Where am I going to shout tonight? Am I going to pray tonight? Am I going to jump tonight? Am I going to run tonight? But we need to be in the mindset of going on the offense against the enemy, because he's always on the offense against you. You need to take a sword in your hand, and you need to be looking for the devil. There was no weapons in the house of Israel. How can that happen? How can that be that if we want to be used of God, that we don't even know how to use the weapons God gave us? Pleading the blood is not just a phrase that we can just say. Pleading the blood is not just something that we just say because it sounds good. But I believe that the blood of Jesus really has power. I said, I believe that the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary has enough power to heal this city. It has enough power to save this city. It has enough power to deliver this city. Anybody believes that the blood of Jesus still works? Anybody believe that the blood of Jesus still cleanses? Anybody believe that the blood of Jesus still washes? Do you really believe that? Come on, if you really believe that, somebody clap your hands unto God. Are you an outlet for the miraculous? Brother Stephen, as you pour out into those young men, you're armoring them with an armor that the devil cannot touch. You're giving them weapons that's going to last them a lifetime. But if you don't use your weapons, they're good for nothing. If you don't use the authority God gave you, it's good for nothing. What man lighted a candle and hide it under a bushel? What man would have the power of God and sell it cheap to the things of this world? What man would have the power of Jesus Christ dwelling in his vessel and sell out to the things of this world? But I value the spirit that God gave me. I value the Holy Ghost, the precious gift of God that dwells in me. And I know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can think or ask. But it's according to what's working in you. Look at your neighbor and say, what's working in you? I want to be used as an outlet for the miraculous. I believe that we have the power to single-handedly change our environment. I believe that we have the power to single-handedly change the atmosphere. The Bible says when two or three are gathered together in his name, that he is there in the midst. When you come into a sanctuary and the Holy Ghost is moving and you join up with your brother like you join up in the front, you don't know, but demons tremble when you do that. You don't know when you join up with your brother, there's a conversion of power. There's a conversion of anointing. There's a conversion of the Spirit of God that begins to move. And we have the power to shift and change the atmosphere that we're in. And what happens is when you begin to manipulate and change things, the people around you can't help but be affected. The Holy Ghost is contagious. I said the Holy Ghost is contagious. I believe that if I begin to shout and speak in tongues, somebody next to me, they can begin to feel it. That sinner that comes in church on Sunday morning, if you lift up your hands, I guarantee you, they're going to feel the Holy Ghost working in you. They're going to know that the power of God is real. How do I know this? There were two more brothers by the name of Paul and Silas. After they had just gotten beat, wore out, tired, disgusted, beat down, they found themselves in a cold, lonely, dark cell. The Bible says that after they had laid many stripes upon them, that they were cast into prison, and they charged the jailer that they should keep them safely. They were trying to contain these Holy Ghost filled men. They were trying to bind up these Holy Ghost filled men. They say that Jesus stuff you preaching, that's too strong for us. We can't handle that. Lydia was following around, and they cast the devil out of her. And they said you're messing with our money, Paul. You're messing with our money maker, Silas. We can't have none of that Jesus name preaching around here. The devil knows that new life is on the corner, and that new life is preaching the word of God. But the world doesn't like the Jesus name preaching that you're preaching. And they don't like this one God message that you're preaching. And they don't like the doctrine of holiness that you're preaching. And they don't like anything that you like, because the devil can't stand the church. But whether he likes us or not, he can't deny the power. Whether the world likes you or not, they cannot deny the power. There's some people that come up to me and they say, I don't know what it is about you, but there's something different about you. Let me tell you what's different, baby. It's Jesus. It's Jesus that's on the inside of me. You may not recognize it. You may not understand it, but I tell you what it is. It's the Holy Ghost and fire that's shut up in my bones. It's the Holy Ghost and fire that's moving about in my body. It's the Holy Ghost and fire that's coming out of my mouth. I want to be used in the miraculous. But Paul and Silas were in this jail. They had every right to be depressed. They had every right to be defeated. They had every right not to want to praise God. But I could feel the Holy Ghost about to hit this place. Because Paul and Silas made a conscious decision that they were not going to allow their situation to dictate the outcome of what was happening in that jail. They said, surely I may have gotten beaten. Surely I may be down. Surely I got some things in my life. Surely my family is a little messed up. But that has nothing to do with God, because God has still been good to me. It has nothing to do with my love for God, because God has never done me wrong. God has never left me lonely. He's never left me hurting. He's always been there. Anybody glad that Jesus is here? Anybody glad that the Holy Ghost is here? I need some help on the music, because the Holy Ghost is about to hit this place in about 3 minutes. And Paul and Silas, they begin to pray, Pastor. They begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, I believe. I believe they begin to bind up. They didn't care what the chains that were on their hands. They didn't care what was on their feet. They begin to pray. And they begin to praise God. And the Bible says that the prisoners heard them. My question is, what are they hearing from this corner? What are they hearing from this church building? What are they feeling when you're passing them on school? What are they feeling when you're at work and you're singing about Jesus and you're thinking about Jesus and you're talking about Jesus? Are they hearing Jesus come out of you? But Paul and Silas, they weren't just changing their mindset. They were changing the atmosphere. They were changing some things that was going on in that jail cell. And I could just imagine Brother Paul looking at Silas and say, Silas, we got something on the inside of us that's way brighter than the darkness of this cell. We got something that these jail boys need. I don't think Paul was worried about his stripes. I don't think Silas was worried about his stripes, but I can hear them listening to the people inside of them crying and the people inside of them saying, what's all that racket you're making? And Paul says, I think we need to crank it up a little bit louder, because they need Jesus more than I need Jesus. They need God more than I need God. And that's freedom when the power of the Holy Ghost comes. I said, that's freedom when you begin to operate in the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, I wonder if we can lift up our hands right now. Come on, I wonder if we can lift up our hands all across this place and say, God, I want to be used in the miraculous. God, I want to be used under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Come on, I believe tongues and interpretation, it still exists. It's still real. It still moves. It still works. The blood of Jesus still works. Somebody shout out hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout out hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout out hallelujah. Yes, God, Jesus. Oh, wait 1 second. You always have a choice. Nobody makes you worship God. I I don't care how much they can strike up that B3, nobody can make you worship God. Nobody can make you praise God. You gotta want it for yourself. You gotta want the dwelling of the power of God to shake you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Electricity affects everything it touches. If I touched Brother Jermaine and he was getting electrocuted, you know what happened to me? I get electrocuted. Because that voltage that's manipulating your body is going to get all over me. And what you men do when you begin to praise God, and what you ladies do when you begin to praise God, is the people in the pews that's still looking at you. They say, I wonder what that is that they're feeling. I wonder what that is going on up there. I wonder what... And when you get a hold to the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost begin to shake you, and the Holy Ghost begin to break you, and the Holy... It can't help but affect the person next to you. So I want to practice something. We just practice it for heaven anyway. I want to practice something. I wonder if we can turn on a light switch in the Holy Ghost. I wonder if we can turn on a light switch in the Holy Ghost. It don't matter how much juice is in a battery. If you don't turn the ignition, if you don't turn that key, that car is not moving. I need my musicians to help me on this one. I want us all to lift up our hands and begin to pray. I want us to lift up our hands and begin to invite the Holy Ghost to shake this place. Come on, there's some people that need deliverance in this house. There's some people that need healings in this house. And you need to make up your mind right now. I want to be used in the Holy Ghost. I want to be used in the Spirit of God. God, whatever you say, I'll do it. Whenever you say move, I'll do it. My God, Jesus. The Bible says when they begin to pray and sing God's praises, that there was a great earthquake that began to shake the foundations of that prison cell. There was a great rumbling and a shaking and a breaking, and those chains began to rattle, and those chains began to clink, and those doors swung wide open. There are some of you that the devil has had a hold on your praise for months, and the devil has had a hold on your life for days. But we're about to let out a praise in this house. Is there anybody that's willing to put the devil on the run? Is there anybody that's ready to be used in the miraculous? Come on, the Holy Ghost is about to hit this place. But I need your participation. Now, either you're going to be an insulator or you're going to be a conductor. You see, the conductor is the man that runs the train. He's the man that orchestrates the movement of the train. And we have the power to orchestrate the power of the Holy Ghost in the sanctuary. We have the power to say, Jesus, send it on down. God, send it on down. God, we need your power in this place. God, we need your anointing in this place. And what we're about to do is on the count of three, you're going to let out the loudest yell you ever made in your life. Because the Bible says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. And he controls the airways. But we have the power to shred it. We have the power to destroy his power. I'm gonna need your help. I'm dead serious about this. This is not hocus pocus. I am not here for a show. But I believe the power of God is going to show up in this place, and some people are going to leave here slain in the spirit.
On the count of three, I want you to let out the loudest yell you ever made in your life. And I want you to put the Spirit of God in your mouth. And I want you to put the Spirit of God in your mind. And I want you to put the Spirit of God in your heart. And if you want to be used by God, I guarantee you, God's going to show up. If you want the miraculous, I guarantee you, God is going to show up. Is there anybody going to help me tonight? As loud as you can, on the count of three. One, two, three. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Come on, the devil don't like it. Back. Come on, somebody shout out to God. Ask God. Shake up the devil. Come on, somebody, let the Holy Ghost flow through you. Come on, you can still shout in the Holy Ghost. You can still praise God in the Holy Ghost. My God, you can still give God a worthy praise. Come on, that's it, sister. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it.
We win, we win, we win, yes.
you can get it. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it. City. Come on, praise God for the city. Come on, praise God for those kids in that Bible study. Come on, praise God for the people you love. Come on, praise God for somebody that needs the Holy Ghost.
What he's done, how he brought me, dance, I'm gonna dance
right now. Come on, a gifts are in operation right now.
When I'm sad, praise him, praise him, praise him. We lift you up.
Is here. Come on, deliverance is here.
We win. Oh, no matter.
mind yet. Come on, some of you still ain't make up your mind yet. If you don't want to be using the miraculous, then I can't help you. And I understand. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my soul, I want the Holy Ghost to flow. I want the Spirit of God to flow. Why don't you shake your neighbor and... Come on, shake somebody that you know needs Jesus. Come on, shake somebody that you know need a touch. Come on, shake somebody. If you ain't prayed through, you need to make your way to the altar. Come on, Jesus is here. Come on, Jesus is here. Come on, I cast out every spirit of the enemy. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our city, God. God, send your angels. God, out into the streets. God, send your angels. God, to their doorstep. God, send your angels to the classroom. God, send your angels. Come on, that's it. Somebody begin to speak in authority. Come on, that's angels you can dispatch right now. Come on, that's the power of God that you can send out into the city. Come on, that's a sound that's pleasing to the ears of God. Come on, you don't have to leave the same way you came. Come on, I rebuke every spirit of the enemy. I rebuke every hand of the enemy, every chain of bondage. Satan, take your hands off our children. Satan, take your hands off our house. Come on, some of you ain't cried and you forgot how to do it. But you need to lift back your head and let the tears flow. Let the anointing flow. Let the Spirit flow. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here. Come on, we're not in a rush. Come on, let God saturate you. Come on, let God fill you. Let God flow through you. Come on, if God tells you to speak a word, you better speak a word, brother. Come on, you need to grab your family by the hand. You need to grab your family by the hand. And say, devil, you have no place in our home. I want the miraculous in my house. I want the miraculous in my family. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. Come on, I can feel a changing in the atmosphere. I can feel a changing in the atmosphere. That's it. Come on, let the Holy Ghost flow through you. Come on, let the Holy Ghost move through you. Come on, grab your neighbor by the hand. Grab your sister by the hand. Come on, let the power of God flow from you to them. Let the power of God shake from you to them. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. Come on, if you're a man, you need to plead the blood of Jesus over your house. If you're the priest of your house, you need to plead the blood of Jesus over your children. Come on, you have the authority and the power through the blood of Jesus. Come on, that's it. The miraculous is sweeping. Come on, the miraculous is moving. Come on, you can still be healed. You can still be delivered. Come on, the tongues are in operation. Come on, you need to be using the gifts. Come on, if you desire to be using the gift, it's yours. God will give it to you freely. Come on. Come on, you gotta pray. You gotta praise. You gotta sacrifice. You gotta commit yourself. Come on, that's it. Don't let it die. Come on, don't let it die. Come on, keep that switch on. Come on, turn that power on. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. Come on, I still believe in the power of the blood. I still believe in miracles. I still believe that Jesus saves. Still haven't reached it, you need to lift up your hands. If you still feel empty, you need to extend your hands unto God and say, God, I'm not leaving until you touch me. God, I'm not leaving until you bless me. God, I'm not leaving until my soul is overflowing with your power. God, I'm not leaving until my family is made whole. Come on, Jesus is in the midst. Come on, Jesus is in the midst. Come on, somebody reach out and touch him. Somebody reach out and touch him. Come on, reach out and touch him. Come on, no matter what the report of the enemy, whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? I believe I'm a child of God. I believe I'm a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal people that should show forth the praises unto him that has called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Come on, somebody use. Come on, use the power you have. Come on, some of you need to pray for your lost family right now. Come on, some of you need to fast for your lost family. Come on, you need to send out a prayer from this sanctuary and say, God, I want you to rest by that bedside and don't let them sleep until they're on the pew next to me. God, don't let them sleep until their soul is shaken, until the chains are broken, until the door is swung wide open. Strength in the house, there's strength in the house. Come on, operate in the gifts. Come on, God didn't give it to us for us to hide it. Come on, if you got a calling on your life, you need to be crying out to God. God, I want all of you, Jesus. God, I want all of you, Jesus.